This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Nate, count us down in your top five favorite Golden State Warrior moments.
Fuck off.
Put your trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. The thing with something mean is supposed to be leave. But I told that beats are awesome and that down it be amazing. But enough about me, guess we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would've been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Ready M, I don't blame us for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 208. I'm your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Alex.
How's it going, everyone? We're noticeably missing a favorite host on the show this week.
I wouldn't call him a favorite host.
I think you put favorite in italics.
Also with us, I yield to no one.
Wait, was I supposed to be recording already?
Are you kidding me?
Hi, everybody.
Also with us is not Donnie, and you've heard his voice already. If you've listened to the Press X to Win show, he is one half of the host over there, Nate.
How's it going? Let's talk about some video games.
Now, Nate, before we actually get on with our show, I've been telling our listeners about your show. Why don't you tell our listeners what they can expect from hearing a Press X to Win show?
So, Press X to Win is similar to Trophy Horrors in a way. We're all video games, so, like, we just talk about all video games because Jake has an Xbox and he's an X-bot. He's has pretty terrible taste in video games, actually. No, I'm kidding. but we talk about, like, kind of just general things. Like, last week we talked about season passes as a whole.
I was on the episode.
Yes, you were on it. We also talked about how much I hate Broken Age. I really hate Broken Age, and I also really hate Mortal Kombat. So usually we'll go on some rants about video games and how much we hate some games and how much some games are actually good, which is surprising a lot of the time because recently this new games have not been too great. But yeah, if you want to hear us yell about video games or talk about different policies in video games, it's a fun time. It's a fun hour to listen to.
All right, listeners, we are recording on Mother's Day, so I know we do our shout-outs at the end, but I want to give a shout-out to all of the mothers out there, and I want to do a special thank you to all the mothers of us who allowed us to step away from spending time with them to come record this
show. Baby's mama.
You just want to steal everybody's thunder.
Mamas.
And I also want to say that I'm partially going to be distracted because currently I'm watching the Rangers game, and this is a big importance to me. But my dedication is to bring you guys a show, so I'm trying to do both at the same time. So if you randomly hear me yell or curse,
just bear
in mind. And the Kings are not in the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
Good fucking riddance. I hate those guys.
Are the Islanders winning?
The Islanders are not in the playoffs either.
Oh, okay.
They got eliminated in round one from the team by the team that the Rangers are playing now.
Oh, so go that team then.
No, don't go that team because right now that team is up 3-2 in their series, and this is game six, and the Rangers are currently winning 3-1 with 16 minutes left in the game.
Oh, okay.
So I'm hoping to push it to a game seven.
Hockey has the longest like periods ever.
Not true because basketball has four quarters of 12 minutes, so that's 48 minutes. Hockey has three periods of 20 minutes. That's
still seems like a long time to be playing before you get another break.
Football has four quarters at 15 minutes apiece. That's 60 minutes.
Yeah, because they're walking in between each play. Come on, those guys aren't running back to the line as fast as they can.
Well, that's because football players are a bunch of pussies.
I'm not going to say anything. Whoa.
Real men and real athletes play hockey.
If you're Canadian.
Welcome to the Hockey's a Sport podcast.
says the guy who doesn't play hockey or football, Tricky.
I used to play hockey. I used to be a goalie.
Well, I would wonder why you would be the goalie.
I was the goalie because typically the goalie has to be the best skater on the ice, and I was the best skater. Also, I had cat-like reflexes with my glove, which made me an awesome goalie.
I don't know what to say here.
Goalie has to be the best skater because he sits still.
Let's do our updated trophy count. I am level 27, total trophies of 6,140, and a plat count of 43. Alex, what are you looking at?
I'm level 24, 4,645 trophies, and I have 56 platinums in 55 games.
Yield.
Alex, might I say, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. I missed you, man.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. Since Donnie's not here, somebody's got to miss me.
That's right. That's
Yield,
right.
What are your trophies?
Level 20, trophy count of 3,316, and a platinum count of 40.
All right, Nate, what about you, buddy?
So I'm level 21. I have 4,645 trophies, and I have 3 platinums. Screw you.
All right, now, we have to ask this.
Oh, no.
Do you have any shameful platinums?
No, I did not play Hannah Montana the game. My platinums are Borderlands, the original Borderlands, which I got because once I had beaten the game, apparently I only need one more trophy, and that was to jump on an enemy like Mario. And so I was like, well, I'll figure out. And then little did I know that was going to take me like 30 minutes to figure out how to do. Then I have The Walking Dead and something else. Oh, Infamous Second Son, which I got just by playing the game. I don't do platinums because I don't like doing a bunch of, like, fucking stupid shit in order
like
to get
trophies.
Like
jumping on somebody's hand for 10 times?
Yeah, that was like the straw. Like, that's like the fucking line. And if I cross the line, then I just become like, oh, I gotta go make sure I collect every little thing, or I gotta go make sure I roll this ball backwards instead of forwards up the hill. And it's like, nah, I'm cool. Like, I don't want to do that.
Alright. So you have no shameful platinum, so that's good. So Donnie will be happy. Donnie's trophy count, since he's not here, is level 26. Total trophies of 5,467. I had to read it like Donnie. And a plat count of 7,500. So let's get into what we're playing. Nate, let's start with you since you're our guest. What have you been playing?
So it's finals week, so I've been pretty busy, but I found time to beat Wolfenstein the Old Blood, which came out on Tuesday. Do you like the New Order?
I haven't played it yet. I haven't got a PS4 yet.
Oh, okay. It's pretty cool. It's not as good as the New Order. I don't want to spoil much, but about two-thirds through the game, it changes how it plays, and it suffers really bad pacing issues, I felt. And the beginning of the game is just awful. Just awful.
Is there a platinum for it?
But after you get past that, I can find that out for you by the end of the show if you want. I think there might, though. But
no,
the New Order's better.
I'll probably
play the New
I'll
Order first.
I wanted to play them both. I will.
Once you get a PS4,
I like
that game's like $12 at Target.
Yes, even better. I like killing some Nazis.
Exactly. Are you playing anything else?
So other than that, I played the Splatoon Global Test Fire. It's a Wii U game. Because I have a Wii U and a PS4, and let me just say that game is phenomenal. And if you want to hear more of my impressions, I want to make a plug, okay? Listen to the Press X Twin podcast this week.
Because which I can be found on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yes. And I'm going to talk all about Splatoon because this is a PlayStation podcast, and I don't want to just be like, oh, yeah, it's so great. And you know, but it's phenomenal. Like, and it's just a little taste of how good it is. Like, this game is going to be something special.
Well, good. Nintendo needs something special.
Hey, they had Bayonetta 2 last year. That was pretty special, I felt. I don't know if you played that, but that's a really good game.
No, I've almost given up on Nintendo right now.
I mean, they haven't put out anything good that's Legend of Zelda or Mario in quite some time, I feel. But there's a few little hidden gems on the Wii U, I feel like. There's some cool stuff. Like Bayonetta 2, Splatoon will be one of those. Hopefully Star Fox will be good this year, but this is not the Nintendo podcast, so I'll let you go.
That could get me back to getting Nintendo a good Star Fox game.
Oh my god, it's going to be cool. I'm excited.
Hold on. Is it like old Star Fox where they're in the ships?
That's what they're saying. There was a video from E3 last year that was like behind closed doors or something, and it looks just like Mario 64. Star Fox 64, but like with good graphics, not old graphics. So hopefully we'll see more E3, which is in June, I think. So
yes, E3 is in June.
What are the dates of E3? Is it like the 19th or something like that, or the 15th?
I think it's the second week of June. I think it's like the 15th, 16th, somewhere around there.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. Oh, sorry. Yield, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Simpsons Tapped Out. I've been playing for some Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, which I finally got my, I was finally able to sign into Autolog after a week. I think I kind of figured out how. And then, what else did I play? Played some Borderlands 2. I believe, Wolf Among Us. I fired up Wolf Among Us last night, and I'm on the, about two, three chapters into the second episode. Really liking it.
All right, and Alex?
Ratchet and Clank Going Commando. Still chasing that one.
That game's really hard.
You know, the first one's harder than the second one. The second one, I think, is easier. The first one's harder to me.
Have you gotten to, is that the one that has the robot, sorry, I'm not trying to interrupt, but the robot fights where you become a giant robot?
Yeah, those are terrible. Like, those are, like, so and the and like the space battles where you're, like, in a ship and, like, shooting at other ships. The robot parts, the giant robot Clank parts are terrible. They're awful. Like, the worst part of the game.
I enjoyed the spaceship battles. I mean, they got repetitive, but I enjoyed them for what they were.
They're all right, but the giant Clank parts, I mean, just give me them. I understand they're trying to diversify the gameplay, but, like, just give me the walking around shooting things. Because, I mean, the first Ratchet was good, but this game is where they kind of take it to a new level, like, with the silliness. Like, the weapons get over the top, like, really over the top, and it's just kind of where Ratchet becomes Ratchet. And I think that Up Your Arsenal takes it even further, which makes it the best, my favorite game of the first three, or the first four, the PlayStation 2 era, but... number two, Cohen Commando is good, and I do feel like they kind of kicked the difficulty down from the first one a little bit.
Maybe I'll go back to it someday then.
I still think Mr. Zircon's the best.
I don't think Mr. Zircon comes in until the future series, because he's not in Cohen Commando, and I don't think he's in 3 either, in Up Your Arsenal.
Well, I know in Into the Nexus they had the Zircon family, which was just hysterical. And it's not Mr. Zircon, I just love it for the one-liners. Mr. Zircon does not need coins. He needs fuel for rage.
Oh, and you had Little Zircon, where he says he's given an allowance of carnage.
Yes. That's just awesome. All right. And I have been playing a little bit of Mortal Kombat. I downloaded the Jason DLC, I have to say.
I'm sorry you spent money on that.
Well, I didn't spend money on the Jason.
Oh, my God.
But I got to say, for... I was worried about how he was going to fit in, kind of like the same way I was worried about how Freddy would fit in. But, yeah, he fits right into the world, and his moves are fluent, and his fatalities, why one of them was highly predictable. The other one I thought was a little over the top, which, you know, Mortal Kombat's a little over the top, so. Yeah, I have no complaints. I did fire up Guacamelee today. I played that for about 20, 30 minutes, and then I had to go... visit my mother, so for Mother's Day, so I didn't get a chance to really get into that.
Chore. I had to go visit my mom.
Well, going to visit my mom is a chore. I love you, Mom.
I have a question, Tricky. Have you played that Ether one yet?
No, I have not.
Oh God, Steve. Okay, I'm not gonna say anything. Then.
Did you play it and not like it?
I forgot. I did play that, and I think it's a really stupid game, and it's really boring and slow paced, and it's just not fun. And I don't know why anyone would enjoy that.
So. Just for the interest of time, let's move on to our news. A bit of news came out today, not today, this week, saying that Tony Hawk 5 is coming back later this year.
As long as it's not as bad as the Underground games, we're cool.
Well, it says, according to the report by Game Informer, the next entry into the series will go back to its pro skater roots, with the precision controls seeing series first editions of new power-ups, and strangely enough, the ability to shoot projectiles in some instances.
What?
I don't know.
What, do I have a squirt gun?
Tony Hawk Shred Session, a mobile Tony Hawk game, was also put on indefinite hold back in November, so with this... the game will be hitting the PlayStation 4 and Xbox first, with PS3 and Xbox 360 versions following at a later time, but no release date has been mentioned.
Oh, that means this game's gonna blow.
Is anybody interested in Tony Hawk
no.
playing it again? Because I'm kind of Tony Hawked out.
I was never Tony Hawked in the first place.
I really love Tony Hawk 3. Like, I thought that game was phenomenal. I had a lot of fun with it. But after 4 being as terrible as it was, and the underground games being as terrible as they were, I never went back. And I feel like, yes, they're going to try and redo it better, but I don't think they'll ever get as good as Tony Hawk 3 was. That game was just awesome.
Some tall, skinny, white dude trying to be cool.
Speaking of cool, let's talk about a game that is cool, and that is Rock Band 4.
Damn Skippy.
Harmonix and Mad Catz have both come out warning that fans, there may be a shortage on new instruments on store shelves when the game initially releases in the fall. The quote comes from the response to our announcement of Rock Band 4 has been incredible. And as a result, demand from both retailers and consumers for products has exceeded our expectations. Thus, we are encouraging fans to sign up to be alerted when pre-orders go live, which we'll expect to happen in the coming weeks. While we'll do everything we can to meet demand, the realities of manufacturing and getting hardware on store shelves means that we can't guarantee hardware for everyone on day one without a pre-order. If you're looking for new instruments, pre-ordering ahead of launch will guarantee you that you'll be able to start a band and rock the world with your friends and family this holiday season. Harmonix also notes that additionally, pre-orders aren't live. We are encouraging people to sign up to be alerted when they are, and they give a link for that. Now, Yield, I'm going to let you go, but I have a little bit of a problem with this.
Okay. What's your problem?
But I'm going to let you – well, I was going to let you speak first about this.
Oh, I have – I'm not entirely surprised by this because a lot of people, especially like me, I'm going to want new instruments. My old instruments still work fine, and I know they're compatible, but I'm still going to want new instruments because who knows when these are going to die – my old ones are going to die out. But this makes sense because there will be some people who will buy Guitar Hero, but Guitar Hero and Activision have proven – why they're such, they get voted such a bad company. Because, you know, they totally, you know, they didn't honor their DLC or whatever, and Harmonix with Rock Band is doing everything right. They're building the game for the gamers, supporting everything, you know, the old controllers, the old DLC, they added harmonies to the old DLC. They're putting a lot of work trying to get their old stuff compatible with this, and they don't have to, and they are, and people respect that, and their games were fun to play. Now, will it last for a long, where people play it for 2 months and then move on? I don't know. I know I'll play it for a long while, but I'm not surprised by the shortage warning.
Now, this is where my issue is going to lie with this, okay? I trust Harmonix in the fact that they're telling the truth. But I also see that this could be a marketing ploy, and that they're saying that they're creating a false sense of security of whether or not products can be on the shelves to beef up their pre-sales.
Maybe.
And that worries me because I know there's several people out there that want to play Rock Band 4. I know people are excited for it, but to come out with an announcement like this, you know, judging that they're not telling the truth, which I have no reason to believe they're not telling the truth. But let's just say they're not telling the truth. This scares me because maybe they're putting this out saying, okay, maybe not many people as we thought are interested in this, and we're not going to meet sales expectations.
I mean, you're kind of making a big jump there.
Oh, I am, and I fully admit that. But that's what scares me about this this article.
You're walking out on a limb that's not going to support you.
I mean, at the end of the day, isn't what is most important is that the game is good?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, a music game is all about its track list, and we don't even know what song's going to be in the game, you know? I feel like once we know all the track lists for both games, I feel like that's when I would want to make the decision between buying Rock Band or Guitar Hero. I personally never bought any DLC for either game, so.
I just worry about the fact that they were hesitant about bringing it back, and enough people said they wanted it back, and now that they bring it back, maybe they're not getting the response that they've seen, and that maybe this game's going to be lacking. And that's what scares me, because Harmonix did an awesome job with after Rock Band 3 by supporting it with DLC. I just don't want them, the sales, to not be there and Harmonix give up on it again.
It'll be there.
I think he's probably right.
I mean, like, I would say that there's a pretty good shot that given how long it's been since a Rock Band came out, that it's pretty safe to say that there could be enough of a rekindled interest in the music games.
Well, it's also the people that may not want to have to fill the living room with plastic instruments again.
True, very true, and maybe people have moved on from
playing. And if you don't want to use plastic instruments, then you're not buying the game.
Well, that's true, but I mean, I'm hoping I'm wrong, but initially when I read this report, that's what I thought. It was like, sales aren't there, and they're trying to boost up pre-sales.
But how are they going to know sales are going to be there or not? They haven't announced pre-orders. The only way you could possibly pre-order it is to go to probably GameStop or wherever. I'm sure they have a placeholder where you can put money down that when they actually announce for pre-orders, you've already got your spot in line.
Well, see, that's also weird to me, too, is why don't we have a release date for it yet? They just said this holiday season.
Guitar Hero doesn't have a release date yet either, though, and the pre-orders for that are already at Best Buy.
Well, that's the thing, is that you can pre-order that game. You can't pre-order Rock Band right now.
E3.
Isn't Rock Band not being... There's no... Who's publishing Rock Band?
It was EA at one point.
Yeah, it's not anymore, though, right?
Yeah, they don't have the partnership with EA and MTV. Yeah, I think Mad Catz and Harmonix are doing it together. They're sharing it.
So which conference do you think will actually show, you know, Rock Band in it, is what I'm curious. I mean, maybe Microsoft, yeah, but I don't see it coming in a conference form. I think it'll be on the floor, yes, but I don't see
it in the conference.
I can see Sony doing it. They may not devote a lot of time to it. It might be an announce, you know. You know?
Well, I don't know. Maybe if anything, I probably would say it would be Microsoft, because Microsoft has done, you know, the things with the Usher and Dance Central. They've done things for
Absolutely. Harmonix. They've done a lot with Harmonix.
Retarded. I see that Usher stuff during the conferences, and I just like, okay, let's get this over with, because your game honestly must not be that good if you have to pay Usher and Kobe Bryant to come in and pretend like they really care about the game.
Yeah, and Joe Montana talking about football.
Yeah.
That's going to happen, too, and it's going to be bizarre when he does that.
But before we actually move on to the next topic, Yield, you know that IGN is doing news stories on Rock Band 4 every day of this month, right?
Yep, I've been kind of glued to Facebook and Twitter, and I saw the little video on their new instruments and heard that the cymbal kits were coming back. Yay, I get cymbal kits this time.
Well, that's one thing I was going to bring up to you. Did you hear about the single player where they said that it's going to be like an RPG?
I heard something about that, and I'm just like, I don't, you know what, I just want to play songs. I don't care about, I just want to, you know, pretend I got my band together and we'll just play. That's why I said Rock Band 2 was the best in a game as a whole, because Rock Band 3, you know, you can get 5 stars, but you got to do other specific things to get 10 spades because, you know, and I'm just like, I don't want to play a song where I don't have to activate star power. Man, I just want to play the music.
I hear you. I'm with you.
I like the Guitar Hero Live idea, actually. I think it's kind of cool. Like, you just play
stuff. You are like off this podcast!
I think Guitar Hero Live will be fun. I haven't decided which one I'm going to buy yet, because, like you said, you know, the reason you want Rock Band, obviously, is because you already have the DLC, you know, from having Rock Band, but I never bought any DLC for either game, so I'm just looking for whatever's going to be the most fun to sit and play with my plastic instruments, you know?
Alright, let's talk about Guitar Hero Live a little bit. Alex's favorite person in the world... Activision CEO Bobby Kotick. Is that how you say it, Alex?
I mean, I assume so. I mean, you make an I-C-K sound with your lips, and I'm assuming that's what comes out.
I was just trying to get you to say his name, that's all.
Bobby Kotick, that's how I say it.
Kotick. Bobby sucks cock, dick.
During an investor call, he announced that Guitar Hero's Live's controller will be forward compatible with future games in the series.
Oh, great. So we'll start putting out games once every 6 months.
Breaking news, there will be a sequel.
He didn't confirm or elaborate on sequel details, but if and when one does come around, Guitar Hero Live players will be ready. Now, that is just
They will be ready not to buy.
Here we go, breaking news. We're going to merge Guitar Hero and DJ Hero.
How do you go from we're not announcing
like
a sequel?
Hero.
How do you go from saying like I don't announce? I'm not announcing a sequel, but the controller will work with all future games.
Probably because they're starting to realize that hey, if we don't support our games, the consumers won't like us. You know, a la Rock Band with DLC, a la Guitar Hero, and no, we're not supporting our DLC. You forget all that money that you gave us.
They've dug themselves a pretty big hole for us not to like them, so they gotta do some really good things to get out of that hole.
Alright, speaking of things that we like, PlayStation Powers has been renewed for a second season.
I haven't seen season one.
I watched the first three episodes. Are you guys caught up on it?
I don't know what the fuck that is. Is this related to Power Rangers? Is this like the new Power Rangers Megaforce?
No, it is a... It's based on comics, but it's the PlayStation original series that's being released for people that have PlayStation Plus. I think you can get it on the PlayStation 3 as well.
Well, but my hamster doesn't run fast enough to stream it, so I'm waiting until I get my 4 and get moved into the new house.
Well, I think you can actually download it on the PS3. PlayStation 4, I think you have to stream it. PlayStation 3, I think you can download the episodes.
Okay.
Still, I'm not entirely sure of that. Don't quote me on that.
But still, it would take days to download it here.
Probably.
I watched the first three episodes. How far are you on it, Tricky?
I am fully done.
Oh, you finished the whole thing? What did you think of it? Is it worth watching?
Well, I don't want to give my comments here. We can talk about it when we do our PG spoilers on it.
Okay.
I like it. And before we move on, just say, listeners, pay attention to our Facebook page, and I will be announcing when we're going to be recording the PG spoilers. Hopefully, we can do it live so we can have interaction with the audience for people that can't
Don't
be on the
let
show.
Tricky record it. He'll lose it.
What?
Speaking of losing, we all feel like losers.
The Rangers lost?
Yeah.
The Rangers are winning 4-3. They scored two goals. The Capitals have scored two goals in the process of us recording. And I'm surprised you guys not to hear me curse yet.
Which preschool are they playing this week?
Fuck you.
Who would take their child to that kind of preschool?
Sony will not be holding a Gamescom press conference in 2015.
Is that bad?
Well, they have confirmed that they will not be heading to Gamescom for the first time ever. A Sony spokesperson told IGN that a decision was made due to the proximity of E3 and Gamescom, and the emphasis of being a more eventful, meaningful event could be held in October's Paris Games Week.
Who cares about Paris?
Are they going to do PSX again?
Well, that was my thought, is that the reason they're not going to Gamescom is because they're going to be pushing PSX, and they're going to be doing that every year. So they're going to use that more as a time to reveal their games.
I feel like PSX is better than doing, you know, another conference for, you know, the media, because PSX allows, you know, everyone to go. Like, I mean, me and you, even if we, you know, aren't part of a media, we can go and go see the games before they're out. I feel like it's smart to maybe spend less money on an extra conference for the media and have one for the gamers, you know?
Right.
Oh, so you're saying it's like a PAX?
Kind of, yes. But it's only PlayStation, and they actually have like a specific press conference at the very beginning of it. Kind of like, it's sort of like BlizzCon in a way. I don't know if you know what that is.
Well, speaking of being conned, we've all been conned by Konami.
You mean Konami?
Konami.
That was a terrible one. I'm sorry. That was bad. I listen to this podcast on the weekdays when I'm at school and stuff, and, you know, sometimes you get good ones, but that was just bad. Like,
you mean A for effort on that one, though.
Con has a C in it, not a K.
No, I was talking about Konami conning us.
I know what you were talking about. It just was bad.
I get an A for effort for that one.
Continue.
All right. As we all know, Silent Hills has been canceled, but we had the playable trailer, PT, on our PlayStations that we were able to play. Somebody did a study shortly after the PT was taken down from the store to delete it off their system to see if they could re-download it. They were able to re-download it, but now apparently Konami has pulled the plug entirely. If you delete PT from your PlayStation 4, you can no longer re-download it at all.
Oh, well. So deleted it.
So if you have PT, keep it on your system if you want to play it, because once it's gone forever.
So you mean delete it from your your screen, all those little squares, that screen, or yes. Delete it from your library.
You can't delete it off your system at all. It will stay in your library, but if you try to download it, you'll get an error message telling you you cannot download.
Oh, well, I'm screwed then. Whatever.
With that, just a side note, if you're looking for PT and you deleted it or you haven't bought it, if you want it, you can always go on eBay and buy a PlayStation 4 for approximately $1,500 with the game installed on it.
I heard they took those down.
They are in the process of trying to take them down, but there are currently some lists still active.
That's funny.
Bravo to the person that decided to do that. You can buy, like, several PlayStation 4s with the profit you made on that.
Yes. Yeah.
That's smart.
And now for our last topic of the week. EA has put out a message saying they are targeting to sell 10 million copies of Battlefront.
I hate this company so much. You know, I hate EA so fucking much. It's ridiculous.
Okay, hold on.
Sometimes.
Let's Yield go first because Yield is the one that instituted
Battlefront. No, you're right. I had issues with this in my whole Origins and signing the Most Wanted and anyway, their help people were very helpful, but yeah, they do everything bass backwards. I think EA's taking a page out of Square Enix's book and shooting this bar way, way high. This game is going to sell well just because it's Star Wars. People have extremely fond memories of Battlefront. The only way this game is going to flop is if you come out at E3 and show your gameplay trailer and it blows. Or you doctor up your gameplay trailer to look really well. When people buy it day one, it blows. Because there will be a backlash that the internet won't even be able to hold, and people will hear about it word of mouth from across the country. So the 10 million copies, it might hit there when it's all said and done. It's not going to hit that way right away. And, I have a strange feeling that they're going to come out and be like, yeah, this game was a failure, but it sold, you know, just like Tomb Raider, you know. Well, this game was a failure, but it sold millions of copies on, you know, X console, said console, PlayStation and Xbox, whatever. And it's stupid.
I see my problem, and we've talked about this on Press to Wix. Press why that way?
Press
X to win. And the problem I have with this game is I feel like it's a cash-in. This game is not what people want from Star Wars Battlefront. Like, they're so, I understand that it's not a sequel to Star Wars Battlefront 2. It's, you know, its own thing and that's fine. But the stuff they're saying about it, that there's no space battles and that there's only 40 players online, there's only 12 maps, like, it's kind of sad because I feel like if you gave it more time instead of trying to rush out this game and have it with the launch of The Force Awakens, you could have made a Star Wars Battlefront game that's even better than what originally came out. Like, I feel like this game's gonna come out, and it's gonna sell tons of copies, but it's gonna be like Battlefield 4 all over again. Run like shit. It's gonna have problems for at least a month. Like, that's what I'm worried about, and that's why I'm kinda hesitant on this game.
And they will bleed you to death with DLC. Hey, look, here's your space battles for $15. Yeah.
We called our episode that we pay to space battle, actually, because I honestly guarantee that's what happens. They're gonna charge you for space battles. They're gonna charge you for anything they can. And it's because of Star Wars, people are going to pay it.
Replay replay missions from Star Wars. There's $20.
No campaign is what really kind of pissed me off a little bit. Because, you know, even though the first two didn't have, like, at least some sort of campaign or something going on, like, this game, there's no exception for this not having some sort of campaign when the leaked footage of Star Wars Battlefront 3 had a campaign. So were they going to sell me a campaign? Like, I don't understand the fact of paying $60 for a multiplayer-only game.
Warhawk,
yeah.
Oh, now you said Warhawk. Didn't, off topic, Gil, didn't you say Warhawk, they took the servers down?
No.
I thought they had a Warhawk Day celebrating the last day of Warhawk servers being on.
No, about a year and a half ago, they had a Warhawk Day to try to flood the servers to get, try to convince Sony I can't remember his name, Dylan.
Thank you. Well, now Lightbox Entertainment, formerly, Incognito.
To kind of convince that, hey, we need a Warhawk 2.0 on the PlayStation 4, or even port Warhawk to the PlayStation 4. And it got enough buzz to where even Dylan Jobe and company, Lightbox Interactive, they made T-shirts with the Warhawk logo that had the date on it when the fans were getting together and doing this, and gave out several of them to the fans for their love of the game. But as far as I know, the servers are still going. They have no control over it. It's still Sony, I think Santa Monica.
You guys like Starhawk or Warhawk more?
Warhawk.
Well, I never played Starhawk, but it had to be pretty damn good to beat Warhawk.
PS4. I enjoyed Starhawk for what it was. I enjoyed the concept, the space western. The single player could have been more. It was just a giant tutorial, which I was fine with, but I saw a lot more potential in it. But you still had the base griefing to no end in the multiplayer as you did in Warhawk. And since you have to build your buildings, as soon as you come into the map, you get griefed right away if you're on a bad team. So everybody bails right away.
Yep.
So
yep.
At least in Warhawk, you can go hide in a building and just let them score their points. And then, all right, let the team shuffle, live to fight another round. And Starhawk, it's either get your kill to death ratio slaughtered and snap your controller in half, or just quit and go to another game.
Yeah, see, I agree with you. The griefing in that game was terrible. But I never played Warhawk because I didn't get a PS3 till Uncharted 2 came out. And I never got into Warhawk, but I've heard it's so much better than Starhawk. But I never got into it when it was in its, like, prime, you know?
All right, that is going to bring us to the end of our topics this week. But we do have a topic of the week that nobody knows what's coming.
Super secret topic of the week.
Since it's Mother's Day, I decided to come up with a question that I saw. Well, I didn't come up with the question. I saw it on a message board and thought it would be an interesting question for this week's show. Being that it's Mother's Day, in your opinion, who do you think is the best mother that's ever appeared in a video game?
If you don't say Kratos, you're crazy, right? No, I'm kidding. It's a joke.
I don't have an answer. I thought about this all day. Can't come up with an answer. But I figured, baby, you guys could.
Rosalina.
They're not mothers, though.
But they're talking about a mother of a character, right?
But
mother of a character.
But they're like adopted mothers. Peach is the adopted mother of the Toads. Rosalina's the adopted mother of the, I can't even think of their names, the star people.
Hold on. Tricky, I gotta know, like, did you come up with an answer to this question?
I don't have an answer.
That's the sign of a pretty poor question.
Well, as I said, I saw it on a message board. Rages win! I saw it on a message board, and I thought about it for the last couple hours. I mean, granted, I was distracted, spent time with my mother, but I couldn't come up with an answer. I can't think of a mother, like a female that's taking care of a kid, who's the best one. I can think of a couple fathers, but think of any mothers.
What's the name of the blonde girl from Uncharted? I don't know why I don't remember her name right now.
Elena's
mother is the perfect woman, because Elena turned out to be the perfect daughter. Elena is the most perfect woman in all video games.
What about Chloe?
Elena's mother. Chloe, no.
Chloe
just has a big butt.
Chloe's
going to be one of those girls who, like, you'll take her home and you'll have some fun for a few months, and you'll be like, you know what, I kind of want something that's, like, a little bit more serious.
No, I'm going to say the actress, the mother of the actress in Heavy Rain who did the shower scene.
What?
I don't remember her name.
Doesn't she get fucked in that game?
Yes, she does.
What the fuck? This is a terrible question.
I'll come up with another question then.
Oh my god.
I like my answers better.
Alex, you've been awfully quiet.
Well, I don't have an answer to this question because I don't think there is an answer to this question.
I'm looking up at my games right now to see if there's mothers in any of these games, and
I think that the mother of the Battletoads is amazing because she spit out three badass kick-ass toads and frogs who can just beat the shit out of everything.
What about Nathan Drake's mom?
I don't know who Nathan Drake's mom is. For all I know, Nathan Drake's mom could be Meryl Streep.
That would
random.
Be awesome.
Whoa!
That's really random.
That would Amy Hennen. Cool. Amy Hennen. Because that's Nathan Drake's mother.
What if she doesn't have children? Do you know she has children?
She gave birth to Nathan Drake.
No, she drew Nathan Drake. She didn't create. She didn't birth him. She's not a virtual
Well,
woman.
Technically, Nolan North brought him to life. Now think about that.
Well, North.
That is going to bring us to the end of our show. Let's do some housekeeping.
What the hell?
ProofGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We're looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site.
Well, after that question, no one's going to apply for shit.
They're like, these guys have no creativity making up a shitty story like that. You can't think of anything more video game related.
If you're interested in applying, go to the website, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to check out all of our articles and check out all of our videos.
Like Optimus Prime has a good mother.
Speaking of our videos, you can be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proven Gamer. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. First, you can send us an email.
TrophyHorse@ProvingGamer.com.
The rat of the turtles. That's technically a mother, right? It's a mother figure.
Or you can give us a phone call. Yield, what's that phone number?
Mama Splinter?
I feel like this is... No, like Splinter... is technically the mother of the turtles because he raised them. He's just a father.
Yield, what's that phone number?
What would it be? A mother?
A mother? Yeah.
A mother?
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. I like that. Well, what are we talking about now? We're still carrying on a conversation from before.
I'm waiting on the phone number.
What are we looking for?
1-800-PROVEN-9.
The phone number that you conveniently took out of the. Out of the show notes, you dirtbag. That's 330-9. 330-776-8369.
I was close. I thought it was something else, but...
I didn't take it out. I just retyped up the agenda. The agenda looks more pretty this week.
No, it doesn't. I like it the other way.
I wouldn't know.
Yes, Alex never sees the agenda anymore.
Agenda?
Tricky sends me a bug-ridden thing that I can't open.
You know what we should have talked about? We should have talked about, like, 3D platformers and the ukulele fucking thing. You know?
You can also leave a voicemail by either going to Proving Gamer and clicking on the SpeakPipe app or on our Facebook page and clicking the SpeakPipe app. You can get a hold of us also on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proving Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Wars. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Alex at Saunders Rex. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. And you can contact Nate at...
Godly Fatality. It's the best username ever.
No, someone else had the username Work to Subway. And I'm pretty sure that's the best one I've ever seen.
Warp to Subway?
Worked at Subway.
I have several people who really like my username.
You know, I'm gonna say no one is pretty good.
Thank you.
I love how you give out my Twitter name and yet I pretty much don't use Twitter ever anymore.
You need to get back on Twitter, sir.
So like fans could be writing me and like they could just think that I'm ignoring them and like, wow, he's a real dick. I'm not gonna listen to the show anymore.
Because I must apologize. He took Twitter off his phone because of me.
Well, I was getting all these notifications at like midnight and 1 a.m. And Yield didn't know, so it's not his fault. But it's just like, you know what? I almost snapped one night. Because like, I'm going to throw this phone out the window. I can't handle this anymore.
I did not realize that he was getting Twitter updates on his phone at 2 in the morning. So I would get home from work and I'd be like, oh, this is cool. Hey, Alex, check this out. Or I would tweet everybody on the podcast and... unbeknownst to me that he would have his phone on while he's in bed and his phone is going off and yeah, so I'm sorry Alex, sorry fans.
Well, just so everybody knows, like I did go into the settings on Twitter and try to like get no email notifications and no notifications at all, and like it's just apparently some sentient thing that just like, you know what, fuck it, no, you're getting notifications.
Twitter will kill us all. Twitter is Skynet.
Twitter and Facebook together.
No, and Google. That is the modern equivalent of Skynet.
I could do away with Facebook. Twitter, I'm kind of digging it. I've won some cool stuff off of Twitter so far, so.
What have you won on Twitter?
I've won a PSN game, the Order 1886 statue. I've won a soundtrack from a game.
Just so you guys know, what you guys have done, I can continue with the housekeeping.
I want to sign up for these.
I won free decals for my PS4 and controllers from Toasty Stickers.
Twitter has been good to Yield. All right, Tricky, yes. You may proceed.
We don't want to continue to ignore Tricky's housekeeping game.
Oh no, we can do that. He'll either just quit the show or get mad at us.
Tricky, I just segued to you, and you missed it.
No, I heard you segue to me, but were talking. I was going to go take a piss.
Worst segue person ever. We gave him the opportunity to go with it when Alex segued. There was silence.
Because I was in the bathroom because you guys kept talking.
Yeah, exactly. You weren't dedicated to the podcast. If you were dedicated to the podcast, you'd have been like typed it in the chat. Gotta go pee. Or, hey, guys, I'll be right back. No, you just disappeared. Segue happens perfectly, and the segue-er is not there. Or segue-e is not there.
If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. But be sure to check out our other podcast, PG Spoilers, The Bladed Sex Show, and Nate's show, Press X to Win.
Woo! Yeah, come listen to Press X to Win. We talk about video games and yell a lot. I got in trouble one night because I yelled so loud I woke up everyone in the house. It's awesome.
If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. All podcasts can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and your various podcast apps.
The best thing about Press X to Win is, like, because I have a PS4 and Jake has an Xbox One, I can keep him in line so he's not talking about no dumbass Xbox crap.
So what you're trying to say is this: Tricky and Jake would get along fine because Jake has poor taste in video games, so does Tricky, and the fact that Tricky would rather pay $60 for a bad game than $5 for a good game.
No, Jake and Donnie would get along well because Donnie likes Mortal Kombat and so does Jake, and Mortal Kombat's trash.
Well, Tricky likes it too.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it to the lengths that they like it. But that is going to do with the housekeeping, but we do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor is Extra Life. Alex, tell us about Extra Life.
Extra Life is a wonderful charity event that's held every year. This year it's on November 7th. It's a 24-hour gaming marathon in which you pick a hospital in your area, in your town. It has to be a part of the Children's Miracle Network, and you basically game for 24 hours, and you get sponsorships. And all the money that you get from your sponsors, it can be $1 an hour, like $10 for the total day. All that money goes to the hospital of your choice, Children's Hospital of your choice. 100% of the money goes to the Children's Hospital. So it's a good way, it's a very easy way to do something you enjoy and something that's good for other people.
Yo, can you go fund me?
No. You go fund yourself. I'm rebelling this week.
Really?
Go fund
really
me!
You continue, don't you? Yes. Yes, go fund Press X to Win. Get Steven Tyler to sing the entrance, the theme song to that. Because every time
we need a theme
win,
song.
All it goes through my head is just press play.
Yes,
so,
we need a theme
song. Hey, there you go. If you donate to the GoFundMe, Donnie will sing you a theme song.
Is that who sings the theme song for this?
Yes, Donnie's the one that does the theme song.
That's awesome. We need a theme song. It's really weird when we start out and we're like, "Hey, welcome to Press X to Win." And it's like there's just nothing before it. It's sort of weird. I don't know.
All right, now Nate, your challenge is here. You ready for it?
Oh, the thing I've been born to do. Yeah.
You're taking Donnie's spot, so you have to be Donnie this week.
Oh fuck yes, I can.
Let's see if you can do it. You ready?
Yes.
Nate, who are we sponsored by?
Amazon. Is that how he does it?
Not really. You want to try to give it another go?
Amazon! I don't know. How does he do it? Amazon! How does he do it?
Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, each and every time you shop.
Amazon!
Stop by Improving Gamer first each and every time and click on any Amazon link.
I think Nate had a seizure.
And continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. With all that being said, let's close out the show and do our shout-outs. Alex, let's start with you, your shout-out, sir.
As always, first, most importantly, I want to thank the listeners, because they're fantastic, and they keep us going. So thank you all for listening. We appreciate you so much. I want to thank Nate for coming on the show. I do not want to thank Jake for coming on the show, because he's not here, and I do not want to, certainly don't want to thank him for hating Bioshock Infinite. I will never let that go, ever.
Okay, Alex, we're on the same side. That's a good game.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I like you. You're welcome back anytime.
Yay.
I want to give a shout out to Donnie, because Donnie is awesome, and we missed you this week, Donnie. Come back to us. Come back. Yield and Tricky, thank you guys for making things awesome every week. The cast of The Following, especially Kevin Bacon and James Purfoy. Of course, that show was canceled.
News broken by Tricky Mick.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you were down, like, with your pad and paper and reporting the news like a real journalist.
I reported it to you, which is my point.
Well, you probably got it from Facebook, right?
He was sitting underneath Kevin Bacon's trailer going, oh, the show's canceled.
I got it from IGN.
All right, so... give a shout out to IGN for reporting. Thank you, Tricky, for passing it along. And, you know, shout out to the cast, which the show was good during its run. The third season, not as much as the other two, but I still enjoyed it. So, and I know I said most importantly, the listeners, and I do appreciate the listeners a lot, but there's someone I love more, and that's the love of my life, Christina. And just give a shout out to you, sweetheart.
Yield your shout outs.
I will give a shout out to, my mom. And my wife's mom and all the other baby mamas out there. Give a shout out to Nate for being on the show and enjoying my derailment. A shout out to Alex for being on the show. I miss podcasting with Alex. Donnie's a lot of fun, and Donnie wasn't here this week. Had Donnie been here, Tricky would be screaming at us by now, because Donnie and I will derail this show something fierce. Alex likes to chime in, but he's preoccupied tonight.
I think Nate's done a good job filling in for Donnie in the derailment department.
See, Nate didn't throw out the "Oh my God, Donnie, what did you just say?" comment. But yes, you did a great job filling in for that. Shout out to our fans. Thank you for always listening, tuning in, downloading, and listening to us ramble on. Let's see, who else am I forgetting? I guess I'll give a shout out to the EA customer support who finally, after I haggled them long enough, I finally got one person who was really good on the chat of helping answer my questions, and I still figured it out myself why I couldn't log into my most wanted account, but all is good there for the most part. So I guess a shout out to them, and yeah. We'll see y'all next week.
Nate, your shout-outs, buddy?
I want to shout-out to Tricky and all you guys. I really appreciate everything you've done for us. When I created the Press X to Win podcast, I did it because I was bored, and I wanted to talk about video games and have someone listen to me talk about video games. And I never imagined that 5 episodes in, we'd get picked up by a website that actually wants to host us, because, to be honest, I was actually didn't have the money to continue doing it after a certain amount of episodes. So I really thank you for doing that for me. It's awesome. I really enjoy
this
podcast.
Don't let him boss you around. You stand.
You're his boss too, Yield.
When it comes down to negotiations, you do not back down. He will have your back.
Yield, you are part of you are one of his bosses.
I am?
Yes.
Sweet. Do not back down.
So you tell the person that you're going to negotiate when it comes to contract time. Don't back down. Don't let me run all over you.
that was before I realized that I was part boss, but I still want to give it. You can't back down. If he backs down, it shows weakness. We don't want weakness. You got to stand your ground.
We'll let Donnie handle all negotiations and contract signings.
Okay, I can deal with that.
In that case, we're going bankrupt in less than 6 months.
In that case, I got to go to a different website, guys.
Oh, jeez.
But I just want to say I really appreciate it. Like, it's really cool that you guys, you know, let me do this. I go to school pretty often, and this is something I want to do later on in life. But the fact that I get to do it now and kind of just have some fun with it is pretty cool. I want to thank my girlfriend, who will, when we record Press X to Win, just lay on my bed and browse Pinterest and not say a word so we can record and get the shit done. It's pretty awesome. I love you. Thank you. And I want to thank Stephen Amell for being the greatest Green Arrow ever. I fucking love you, man. I got to also thank Jake, though.
No, you don't.
I appreciate the fact that he lets me talk about video games, even if he is an X-Bot. I really appreciate the fact that we can podcast together. He's not that bad, guys, I swear. Just listen to the Press X to Win podcast. You won't hate him.
What did he say his favorite game of all time was that I hung up on him the
Super
other day?
Super Metroid. The funny thing was, you said it, he said it, and you hung up, and then he went into the chat room we have, and he's like, it's a great game, have you played it? And it's like, everyone's played Super Metroid, but it's not the best game of all time. It's Uncharted 2, duh.
And I want to give a shout out to the goddess. And I want to
wow,
give a shout
you're
out
scoring
to
all kinds of points with us today. You do you know how to brown nose. I like that.
I want to give a shout out to Sweet Mama D. I want to give a shout out to my mother. And I want to give a shout out to the New York Rangers who tied Series 3-3 going to Game 7. And a big shout out to Henrik Lundqvist who got the Broadway hat. Any Rangers fans, you know what I mean.
What the hell is that?
With all that being said, if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Later.
Listen to Press X to win.
Peace out.
Check it. You'd have made it to another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your hoardom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man.
Chop it.
However you do it. Just to forget the ring and leave a comment. And thanks for getting listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.